Yes, it's a wonderful way to start off the podcast, talking about enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello, little ones. I am Kenny0550. Yes.
God, how do you remember your whole entire name?
Because that is everything. Literally, all of my usernames are this.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I can tell how you can memorize that now.
Yeah, and all my passwords are the same, too. You ready? Okay, get ready to get your pens.
Wait, what?
Right, I'm telling you right now, this is my amino password. Okay, it's... Oh, wait. Connection error. No, I'm kidding. Why would I give you my password?
Well, you just said that your password are the same as your username a few moments ago, though.
Oh, no, no.
That's not what she said.
Did you just reveal your secret?
No, that's not what she said. Can you introduce yourself, my other buddy?
My other buddy?
A soul?
First thing on the list, episode 25. What you guys think about that?
Lord help me.
I don't know what to think of episode 25.
What do you mean by that?
I just, yes.
But don't you feel bad for David? He got what he wished, but he isn't happy, which is just breaks my heart.
Or is that That's episode 26?
Wait, is that episode 25?
Spoilers!
I think.
Wait, episode 25 is the other one.
Is the one that he jumps in the van and then they cut to like Felix and Tobias and they're all like.
Yeah, that's why, like, I feel so bad for David. He got what he wished, but isn't happy.
Episode 26. Episode 25 doesn't have that, right?
No. Episode 26 is who they find out.
David just, like, takes off Cody's mask.
Yeah, no. I think... Okay, wait. Webtoon has the answers.
So, episode 25 is when, you know, Tobias and then Felix are following the white van, and then they go into the house or restaurant or whatever.
Yeah.
And then stuff happens there, and it cuts to David and Maria, you know, together, and then stuff also happens, and then they catch one of the kidnappers taking Reptilian Cody away.
And then David just goes like, they got the demon?
Updated.
And then the episode ends.
I cry every time.
Don't cry.
Yes. I want to say it's interesting that, like, Felix is just having such a hard time. Can I just say that?
It's interesting that he hasn't had a heart attack yet.
Yes, thank you. Like, he's been cycling. He's been kidnapped twice now.
Well, yes, but actually no.
Well, I don't know. Pretty much.
He basically got himself kidnapped the second time.
Yeah. He's like, let's just go into this dangerous area because I was told not to.
I feel so bad for Toby, though. Like, in the latest episode, he looks so scared in that panel.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I know.
He does.
Theory time. Can I just say, I have mentioned, if you guys are in the Amino and in the theory chat, you already know, but I've mentioned several times that I think Tobias, and maybe Maria, I guess, is Pumpkin Daddy's kids. Case closed.
A.K.A. is Tobias.
Wait, even Tobias?
Have you seen Tobias? Yeah. Okay, Tobias is hot. There's a correlation. It's like Pythagoras theorem, like A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So, like, that's the genetics, man.
Are you calling it now, Kenny?
I'm dying of laughter.
I'm calling it now. Yeah. Deadass.
Just mathematics with gins.
I proved my theory with math. It's true.
Okay, then. I'm calling it now. Felix is going to die at some point. Although I hope
not. I'm calling it that Felix is going to pass out because of a heart attack and Tobias is going to be left alone. Then he's going to get the knife. Then he's going to stab. Then he's going to run away by carrying Felix's body by raising the bike. And then he saw the kidnapper. And then Data gets out. And then the kidnapper drugs Tobias. And then everybody gets drugged. Then they all die.
Oh, wow, no. It must be nice to be a FastPass user.
That must be traumatizing, though.
Wait, are you a FastPass user?
What?
Are you a FastPass user?
Nope.
Oh.
No, I was just joking.
Oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I know boxes, so if you saw that then.
Oh my gosh. Fox is amazing. One of the cops, I believe it was episode 25, or was it episode 26? One of the cops had a conversation that Tobias and Felix was like, oh, they're talking about their life. But they literally said, then let's hope we'll find them soon. After all, it's the only thing we can do. So, like, theory time. Those creepy police guys are actually trying to help them. Not, you know, hurt them or do what the kids are trying. You know what I mean?
Oh, I can see. Yeah, but just, like, the way they're going about it kind of says the contrary to that.
True.
It's like, I don't know how to explain it. Just like the way they're saying it. Their conversation is weird because it's... So the guy that I don't know the name of, the person who has long hair... I'm assuming he used to be a colleague of...
I actually thought he was Felix's mom because of how his hair looked. I was, like, very confused, like...
It would have been great, actually.
I just imagined.
It would have been hilarious.
Mom! This is going, and why then... I hate you!
And then his mom going... yes, I shall turn on that heart attack that placed on you.
No! It's like it's a remote control. Beep.
Oh my god.
Die, motherfucker.
Kenny always made me joke.
Sorry.
Wait, Kenny, what if you're onto something? What if Felix's heart condition is actually kind of like a remote control on him?
That's messed. Felix is an Android, calling it now.
Oh. He's a Samsung TV calling it now.
Oh my god. Just imagine it's like a Detroit Become Human thing where he's like breaking all the rules and beep. Dead. Oh my god.
Okay.
What even is this?
I don't know anymore. This is supposed to be mini theory time.
Mini game time! I physically can't lose because I'm the one like ruling this. I am the DM. The dungeon master of this.
You guys, we were just talking about the mini games while one of our comrades was being attacked by their dog.
Perfect timing. Oh my god.
Shut up. Shut up. Why would you never shut up, Becky?
Becky? Okay. Mini game. If you're still here, sweet. I did not expect that. Anyway, so we have mini game, directed by me. I'm going to ask you guys three questions, and whoever answers them first, I don't know, I guess you win. I don't know, like, I didn't think of prizes or anything. Like, I'm not going to ship a scarf to you or something, but yes. All right, ready?
Yeah.
First question. If you had to take three Leyland's Curse characters to an abandoned island, which ones would you take?
David, Felix, and Tobias. Okay,
so David, Felix, Tobias, and then I heard...
David, Felix, and Cody.
Okay, reasonings, please.
Okay.
First of all, they'll be the mother of David. And second of all, Felix has a knife.
Felix has a heart problem.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he just doesn't need any medication on the island. It's all good.
Yes, David has been confirmed having healing theory, so why not just heal his heart?
Oh, true.
See, brain.
Lizzie's the one that graduated high school here, guys.
Dude, I'm not even in high school.
What? You're so young! Oh my god! Lizzie!
So, I said Felix, Cody, and David. Because David, I believe they said he was, I forgot what it was, but he's really good with, like, his environment. Does that make any sense at all? Oh, he's resourceful. There we go. I believe he said that he was resourceful, so I thought he'd be good on an abandoned island.
I just chose Tobias because he has, like, the... he's probably like the smartest of the whole entire group, so he probably plans strategy how to survive on the island.
And then I chose Cody because he's reptilian and has
He could be like a crocodile.
He basically has super strength, in my opinion. If you really think about it, and they'll probably need that on an island, you know.
True.
And then I chose Felix because David can't go anywhere without Felix, apparently. And also because, I don't know, I just feel like Felix would be a good part of it. He's very mature and will probably keep everyone calm, maybe? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know he's very mature for his age, surprisingly. So I thought, I just thought he would be good. And also, like Lizzie said, he has a knife, so... I also chose him because he's my favorite character.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know why. He's my favorite character. Okay. Is that... Do you have another question for us?
I do. Okay. Oh, I wrote them down. Ah, sorry. I lost the list. 1 second. I promised I was prepared like 2 seconds ago. If you had to go on the game show Jeopardy, which character would you take with you?
David.
Tobias.
Okay. Reasoning.
Naomi.
Alex Trebek is the only character on Jeopardy.
Aw. Alex Trebek doesn't even exist. Sorry, anyway.
The only character in Jeopardy, though.
Mom, no, he's not. Fight me. He totally is. Anyway. Okay. If you had to choose which character to be for a day, which one would you be and why?
Actually, the whole entire game.
That was a hard one. I'm not sure. I would either choose between Felix or, like...
Choose Felix because he has a knife.
For his heart problems and the free drugs, but...
Guy, if you choose Felix, think of all the possibilities you can have with that knife. You can stab people. You can stab yourself. You can drink others' blood.
Wait, what was the first one?
What? We sell blood?
No, not again with the organ trade.
Hey, if any of you are interested in organ trades, hit me up. DM me.
No. Yes. I'd say Felix, because I want to see what a day feels like without paying attention in class or caring about school for once. Because that's never me. I'm constantly paying attention and trying to get a good grade. So I'm kind of curious as to how it feels like not caring about school and just being like, yeah, no.
And being in constant pain.
I know. Well, Kenny?
Just a joke.
Why was that funny?
The dolphin's crying because it's true.
I'm crying because my dog has been following me and wait, is that the end of the mini game?
I don't know what's going on. Sure, yeah. You know what? We'll call her done.
Okay, that's the first mini game done, you guys. Thank you, Kenny, for the wonderful first game. Thoughts on episode 26?
You mean the one that gave us PTSD?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where Flan's profile picture was creepy Cody? Oh my god.
Oh yeah. I like the mask that Cody's wearing because it's like it like kind of It's very symbolic. I'm like, it's I'm not sure if it's obvious for people, but it's really symbolic because it's just representing that David's now thinking that he knows nothing about Cody.
His mask is like, it looks like a demon.
It really reminds me of a mask from like the theater. You know, those two masks, one's happy and one's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It really reminds me of that. And just gives me those vibes. It's really sad to see that David's second guessing Cody and all of that. But I'm still very suspicious of Maria.
Don't be suspicious. Maria is highly suspicious. Can I just say?
Yes.
What are you talking about? It's acting like Maria.
I don't know if she is, because, like, she's, like, I don't know.
That she might have, like, late reactions or something.
True. But, like, if you find out your friend's supernatural, you're gonna be like, well, whoa, you're gonna be taken back, not, like, insightful advice, like, 101, you know what I mean?
But, like, yeah, people are saying, like, she, like, had it on her own experience, which kind of, which if you think about it, kind of explains why she lives alone or something, because she probably tried to get away from all the parents.
Oh, true.
And that makes me wonder if Maria, like,
ate her parents.
No!
Snake snack.
No, candy, that's not right. It's, she made her parents into candy monsters so she can eat them and become a more powerful candy monster.
Yes! She's the witch from the Gingerbread Man story! No, not Hansel and Gretel! She's the witch from Hansel and Gretel.
Yes. I didn't know what you're talking about, but yes.
What? Yes.
What have you guys just raised?
She lures, like, little kids to her house and then eats them. Except that they eat her house.
Except that David's her friend, so she just gave him a bandage made out of candy.
She can fatten him up easier then.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what are you?
David's gonna have that obese, and that's true? Okay, let's not try to get up.
A lot of people are saying that she's, like, a candy monster.
Oh.
Which is...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen that around the Amino.
But I don't know. She mentioned, like, in two panels in episode 26, like, really close together, that she's super strong and emphasized it by, like, pushing her arm up. So, I don't know. Like, I think she's some sort of Spanish, like, really strong monster. Like, what if she's the werewolf this whole time? You know?
Yeah.
We all thought it was Tobias, but it was really Maria.
Oh my god. I'd cry.
I
all the fan art.
I think Maria was just trying to make David not afraid of, like, her getting hurt. But then again.
She is, like, a cheerful type of person, so yeah. Yeah, it kind of explains it.
But again, we don't really know. Isaki usually has a lot of plot changes. And a lot of cliffhangers also. So, I mean, we don't really know until it's confirmed. But the best we can do now is theorize a whole bunch of things that will probably be proven wrong later.
Of course. That's how theories always
work. Yeah. Literally the next episode, you're like, oh yeah, Felix is gonna die, somehow lives, you know?
Yeah.
It's gonna be like that.
Well, with all honesty, Felix can't... Sorry, can I repeat that?
He only lives because he has the power of the knife by his side.
Yes.
With all honesty, I don't think Felix is gonna die this early in the season. Because he's the second main protagonist, and you can't really kill them.
That's where I disagree with you, Sky. Not to be rude, but everyone in Leland's Curse is the main protagonist, even the villains.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you read the summary, I believe it actually says the main character or something like that. I need to see now. Because I recall, like, the summary of it.
It's, but I mean, like, people... Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Wait, no, you can continue.
Take a look at Akima Kill. I'm pretty sure one of the main characters from, like, every single main character from that anime, like, died.
Okay, so a long, long time ago, I made a blog about that, and I just basically said that Felix can either die for various reasons. Like, I understand why Isaki would want to kill Felix at some point. Oh, this sounds really bad, but I can see why Isaki would want to kill Felix at some point, or need to be killed.
Actually, because, like, unlike other creators, like, sometimes they kill a main character without a reason, while Isaki has a reason, because Felix has heart diseases, and heart diseases can lead up to death, so that's a reason right there.
May I offer a different reason that she might kill off Felix? She might use it because, you know how, like, David and Felix are practically, like, real-life brothers?
Yeah!
She might kill Felix off to further David's powers, because, like, David could heal him.
Yeah,
essentially.
What, an anime protagonist calling it right now. Fight me.
It's calling what? Sorry.
Call if Isaki actually just kills Felix to gain up David's powers. I'm calling it that she's just doing it because she wants David to be a shonen anime protagonist. Fight me.
Jeez. I accept.
Fan
art.
Like I said, Kenny, literally Felix can be killed for so many different reasons that it's like, it's either to get, it's kind of like blackmailing that David. Oh, hey, by the way, we just killed your best friend. If you don't do anything about us, we're going to kill the rest of your friends, kind of thing, etc. Or he can live, which I would much rather prefer.
No, give us the pain.
I'll feel really bad if Felix dies, because I've learned the hard way that most of the time, my favorite characters end up getting killed.
Nice!
So, yeah, I've learned that the hard way. And when I read Leyland's Curse, I was like, I'm going to try my best not to fall in love with the characters. But that was impossible, so.
Of course, they're all cinnamon rolls. What do you expect?
Exactly.
Even Bimbo and Barney are especially the chief.
I don't like him.
What are you talking about? The chief is my boy.
I like him.
Well, he's an interesting character. I'll give him that.
Feminine role.
He's like got his motivations, and he's not gonna, like, you know. I'm sure he's doing it for the greater good, and right now he seems like a huge antagonist, but he's gonna be, like, one of the best leading guys, probably. Like,
I can see that happening.
That right now kind of reminds me, like, of what Scar was doing in Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was basically, like, let's just say Scar was, like, serving for under God, but, like, without his orders, and he was just killing sinners or something like that.
Spoiler alert?
Well, not really. I just replaced some words, so not spoiler.
Okay. So, yeah. Felix might die sooner than later. You know, if Felix does die, I feel like David's going to be able to see him in that other realm.
Yes.
I think it was episode 9 where Felix was in that other realm. That dream realm kind of thing. So if Felix does end up dying, maybe David sees him there? I mean, it'll soften the wounds. No, actually, never mind.
If a purple little soul, if David finds him.
Could be a purple little soul?
Yes, Felix, why not?
Because he has purple hair!
I know.
No, look, here's the thing. Felix, in my opinion, is the only one who has really a natural hair color. He has dark purple hair that looks like black, but it's dark purple. Okay, everyone. I'm presenting to you Robot Lizzie again.
So, can you do the dolphin noise now?
You actually hear how it sounds?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay.
My panties dying over here.
Yes. Okay, so...
I was saying that bold of you to assume that Maria's hair color is unnatural.
Oh,
For those that didn't understand, was that she said, Lizzie said it was bold of us to assume that Lizzie's hair color was a natural. Oh, not Lizzie.
Felix!
Thank you.
So Maria's hair color is also unnatural. What, tell me, when have you seen a person's hair color orange naturally?
Yeah,
Gingers are red.
No, aren't they? Not necessarily, no.
Some are orange.
Yeah, so, by unnatural, I mean, like,
purple.
Blue or purple.
Like Lucia?
Like, yeah, except for that one teacher. That teacher's weird, the one with the blue hair and the yellow highlights.
Oh, yeah?
But doesn't Selena have, like, pink highlights, too?
I think so. But, like, I'm assuming that Felix's hair color is naturally dark purple. I might be wrong.
Or it could just be black.
He's a power bottom, so he probably dyes it.
Wait, what?
It's confirmed.
I don't know what it is, but if Felix's hair is natural color is actually dark purple. I'm just gonna call it right now that he's hiding a whole bunch of things, and for some reason, just the fact that he has a odd hair color just kind of makes me think that he's going to end up being, in a sense, very important. Yeah, I mean, he already is, so I don't know how to explain it. But just if that one fact that his hair is dark purple has got to mean something, or maybe I'm...
It's anime theory. Are you going by anime theory?
Yes, exactly.
Could it also be a sign that he's a witch?
That's what I've been thinking. I've been thinking that it's like, maybe because he has a natural hair color, he's a witch. I don't know why.
Imagine if he just shaves his head one day and he's like blonde.
Someone has to draw that.
I gotcha. I'll do it digitally.
Oh my god.
This is gonna be interesting.
I'll post it too.
Are you actually?
Yep. I'll have to work on it next week. That's when I get my tablet back, but I'm doing it.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I have my tablet right here right now. I can just draw it for you, Kenny.
Yes.
Actually, I'm actually speaking to you guys on the tablet.
Do it.
Oh my god.
Did you know?
So yeah, I'm going by anime logic. Purple hair has to mean something.
What does purple mean?
Royalty.
That's true, because back in the days, purple was so hard to find.
Wasn't it hard to make too, so that's why only royals wore it?
Yeah, because of the snails.
What? I thought it was just expensive.
I believe it's expensive because in order to get purple dye, you had to poke some snails to get it out of it. And then the snails...
History lesson.
I'm not sure if I'm accurate, so don't quote me on this, but from what I remember, the snails are found, I forgot where, and in order to get this purple dye, you had to, like, poke the snails, and the purple thing would come out of the snail, and that's the purple dye. But it came out in such little quantities, it's hard to cultivate, and it's from a faraway place. So that just adds up to how expensive it is. You can't get it from flowers, because from what I remember, I'm like half quoting my best friend, because he's the one who gives me these history lessons.
That's not Minecraft logic, so it can't be real.
Yeah, so... That took me such a long time. If you use purple flowers to do this, the color that you'll get is like an indigo, not a purple. Wait, does that mean Felix is royalty?
Huh.
No!
What?
Lizzie disagrees.
Have you guys ever wondered if Cody's actually adopted from the pets?
If Cody's what?
If Cody's actually adopted from the pet store.
Yes, he is. It's theory. It's not theory. It's confirmed. Happy belated birthday to Cody.
Oh yeah, we need to say, you guys, you have to sing happy birthday to Cody.
Good luck.
We all have to sing it. Come on.
Can we have Lizzie do it with her dolphin voice?
Lizzie, can you sing happy birthday to Cody in your dolphin voice?
Let me do this.
That was beautiful.
Cheers to Cody. May he live many years.
May he not die in the next episode.
Exactly. Cheers to Cody. Oh my God.
Thanks.
Oh my God. I love it.
Are you guys fangirling over just in dolphin voice?
Yes. Are you judging us over fangirling over your dolphin voice?
No, I am very surprised.
Oh.
Oh, happy birthday, Cody. And if you're still here listening to us, I'm very surprised.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I don't know. We had last-minute ideas and decided to pop them in, so here they are. First of all, mini-game, more like real talk, what do you think the characters would dress up as? For real.
I don't...
Cody has an Italian because he already has a costume, a.k.a. his transformation for a.k.a.
He has a costume for Valor, so David has Valor.
Oh, I got one for Valor. She was dressed up as Yomo Kupaku.
Oh, okay.
You don't know?
No, sorry.
Well, I kind of expected that since you guys barely know anything about Tokyo.
Ah, okay. Throwing shade.
Yeah, she's gonna dress up as her because, like, they both have swords. And Yomo's cute. Like, Valor. I think they need, like, a picture.
Yeah. I think that would help. Like,
Felix is a witch. You can't change my mind.
I was gonna say he should be a vampire.
A vampire?
Like, just, like, because I know we have what we think he should be, like, supernatural being. But, like, for the fun creative side, I think he'd be a really good vampire. Because he's, like, edgy enough for it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Is David gonna be the ghost like Deku did in the My Hero Academia thing?
Sure, yeah.
No, he has to be a 10. I think Felix would also make a good mummy.
He would.
He'd be like, yeah, I'm a mummy. I don't know, I just feel like he would be a good mummy.
Yeah, I think he would. I think it would be interesting if Eric either dressed up as his brother or like a ghost. Because, like, literally, because if he dressed up as his brother and his, like, brother is, you know, people will be like, oh, I'm a ghost, you know?
Oh.
You got to think about it, but I think that would be cool. But kind of really sad. But, like, mood.
Dress up as a hamburger.
Hamburger.
No, enchilada.
Enchilada.
Imagine being dressed up as an enchilada.
People would love her.
Yeah. I definitely think Naomi would be like Morticia from the Addams Family.
Oh my God.
You know, like that kind of edge.
I love that already. I'm trying to think. Who else are we missing?
There's Cody.
Cody?
As Ed. Italian for because that's his costume already. Fight me and AKA that's spoilers. I'm sorry.
No, like apart from that, I think that make like a good. What's it called?
I think I found it. I think I found it. Cody, my dresses last. Let me show you a picture. I forgot this Pokemon's name.
Pokemon?
It looks so much like it. Yes, it's a Pokemon. I love this dude. I love how this Pokemon looks. He looks so relatable.
Wait, I'm trying to... Wait. Pokemon? Oh, that guy.
Mudkip, yeah.
No, not Mudkip. I sent it in the chat.
Oh, did you? Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Is that Cody?
Noggin? Is there an actual Pokemon named Noggin?
Is that its name? I'm gonna look that up.
We're gonna try and describe what we think Cody would look like. It's like a pea-looking Pokemon with two leaves on its head and a white, like, face, kinda, that looks like it's wrapped in a hood and a blanket, and then with black eyes and a really unimpressed look. So, I mean, you're right, it's Cody. But...
And you know how Cody hates the cold.
Legit. Oh my god.
There you go.
I think.
What if Toby was Arcanine?
Oh my god. Actually, that is kind of cute.
Arcanine or the other one.
Vulpix.
Vulpix is a good choice too.
Boy, Vulpix is best Pokemon. Fight me.
It's like one of Brock's like Pokemon.
Diglett.
That's pretty fake. Growlithe. That was the other one I
had. Oh, Growlithe.
Forms. Adorable. It looks like Toby's dog.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Imagine Toby dressing up as a police officer. Oh my god! Lizzie, yeah, what have you done? Giving me bad ideas.
Toby can be dressed up as anything and we'd all be fangirling.
Literally, though, you're not wrong. He could physically show me a picture of him, like, I don't know, what's something that's unattractive. Doing something unattractive, and I'd be like, yeah, this is why I stan you.
I know something that's unattractive, and I feel like
me?
A lot of people, like that. No,
Kenny!
I was joking! Just a joke, what's up?
That one, thing, what's it called? Not farting.
Farting?
What?
What?
Let's see, let me see. I know the trash Pokemon. There you go. Trubbish?
Is everyone just a Pokemon?
Yes.
The Pokemon AU has started again.
Hey, I'm making the Pokemon AU. What you talking about?
If you haven't seen or been on Amino, you should check out Lizzie Soul's profile for more Pokemon stuff. She knows way more than I do, and I grew up with it, so.
I did not grow up with Pokemon.
Maria.
Oh my god. A cat.
Aw, that would be so cute.
So, okay, we're talking about Maria, right?
Yeah, I was saying that she'll probably be Skitty. I know May, old one in the anime. You guys know who Skitty is?
A good one. I know who Skitty is. It's a pink one.
Yes. Thank God. Somebody remember.
Well, yeah.
This Pokemon is adorable. How much you want to bet that every single one is a furry?
No.
I mean...
Felix is a crow. He's a furry. Tobias is a werewolf. He's a furry.
Oh my God.
David is a dog. A furry.
And you speak dolphin noises. You're a furry, then.
Yes, indeed I am.
Oh, well, I mean, at least you admit it. I mean, kudos, but like...
Boo.
Oh, Selena's definitely, like, a gay devil. Or like... No, she's the vampire!
What vampire?
Selena. Selena will just be maybe a devil or something, like a sexy devil.
What about Naomi?
Naomi?
Sassy girl.
Visco girl! Visco!
No, Eric should be a Visco girl.
Yes. Visco girl Eric is my life.
Oh my god, who's gonna draw that now?
Is it someone already drawing that in the memo, though?
Really?
I think there was a poll. That. There was a poll going like, who should be a Visco girl? And most people chose Eric.
Yeah, he's a trend follower, not a setter.
Oh, the pole was made by Spiritual, I think.
Okay.
I'm over here drawing on my tablet. The thing I'm using to talk with you guys.
Lucia. Yeah.
Lucia is a frostlass.
Is a what?
Is a frostlass.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know it.
I think that ends this part of the game, talking about what everyone would be for Halloween. What I was also going to mention, for all you people out there, we have a special message. Y'all go on trick-or-treat and have fun.
Take a knife. Kill a clown out there.
Touché.
So, children, we all know that Halloween is probably one of the, like, a lot of people like it. But it's also pretty dangerous. So, my suggestion is make sure you have, like, a light on you that when you're crossing the street, cars can see you. Travel in packs, please.
Like dogs.
Exactly. It's a lot safer that way. Kenny said, check your candy. You want to make sure it's nothing suspicious.
Cause... like any guns in them.
If you get a gun in your candy, you must live in a pretty ghetto place.
Nah.
Can I just say that? Yeah.
Because some people have found, like, blades inside their candy.
That's so terrifying.
You want to be careful.
No, there's some people who actually find guns. Just the find guns inside their candy. Just look at that monstrosity.
Wait, that's an actual thing?
Maybe.
Like, maybe in a bag of chips or something.
Yeah, I can see how that can happen, actually. Very plausible. So, have fun.
Have a safe Halloween.
Basically, yes. Please have a safe Halloween.
What about me?
Well, if you're not trick-or-treating, have a good movie marathon, whatever you're doing.
Go draw Raymu for me, will ya?
Yeah.
Any good movie suggestions for Halloween?
Make every single child in your neighborhood terrified. Dress up as Pennywise.
Jesus.
Like, I think it was 2 years ago when I went out.
No, but It Too came out this year.
It did?
Yeah.
It Too came out this year, but I think it won, like, It Chapter 1 or whatever came out in 2017,
I think.
Was it 2017?
I don't know.
I think so.
That long ago?
Oh, a while ago. I remember. It was like 2017. Because it had to be in like 6th grade. Because last year.
But the kids right now. But the kids from those are like 27.
Oh, I didn't know what's going on. Yeah. I need to read the book.
I know a kid who had at my school who, like, carries the book around, and it's just like, wow. Just look at that abomination.
Oh, a good book suggestion. The Outsider by...
Inside Out and Back Again.
No. It's called The Outsider by Stephen King, the same person who wrote It.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. And it's not that, it's not, like, scary. It's a bit more suspense and mystery. So I don't know. Like, it's a good book to read around this time of the year. I think. I don't know.
I approve, yeah. If you're still listening in on this podcast, comment down below what your Halloween costume is or what you wish you could have been this year. Because I'm a nosy